That's Rennie, Edmund. I believe that's our ring.
I had no good alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum swore that he would never again go into any line of work about which he knew nothing. It was also yesterday that he announced to Abner that he was about to become Pine Ridge's leading barber. Well, of course, when one suddenly comes into possession of a second-hand barber chair, as Lum did, what else can one do but open up a barber shop? As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store. That Lum is trying to make a deal with Cedric.
Listen. You mean you want me to haul a whole big barber chair from the barber shop clean up here to the store?
Well, that ain't fair, Cedric. About a block's all.
Now, Lum, are you sure now that you want to have that thing drug up here to the store?
Well, of course I do. If I'm going to take up barber work, I've got to have a barber chair, ain't I?
You got your head set you're going into that, huh?
Well, of course I have. Besides, I promised Mose I'd move it out of his shop today. Said I'd have it out of there by noon.
Well, maybe you know what you're doing. I got my doubts about it, though.
Well, I'm kind of tired today, Mr. Lum. I don't believe I can hardly even lift a barber chair today.
Why, of course you couldn't, Cedric. Them things are awful heavy.
Well, they can get it in the back of his car there some way. It won't hurt the car none, just hauling it that little bitty ways.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
I know it won't. Moe said he'd help you hoist it into the car, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but my car's over home. That means I'd have to walk clean over to my place.
Well, it ain't fur over to your place from here, Cedric.
I know, but I'm just too tired to walk that fur, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I wouldn't walk it if I was you neither, Cedric.
Well, he's got to walk it sometime if he expects to go home any time today.
Yeah.
So he might just as well do it now. And then he'll have his car and he won't have to walk none of the rest of the day.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? Well, maybe you better do it then, Cedric.
All right, but I still wish I could figure out some way to save me that walk.
Well, there ain't no way, Cedric, so you might as well get going. And don't forget now, I'm going to repay you for this. I'm going to give you free haircuts.
Well, I've already got a haircut, though.
Well, you're going to need another one sometime, Cedric. Your hair keeps growing, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, sure it is, Cedric.
Better hurry up now, Cedric. It's getting on close to noon.
Yes, Mom, all right. I still wish I could figure some way to get out of all that walking, though.
Well, take it easy now, Cedric. Don't overwork yourself.
No, Mama, I won't, I don't think. So long.
So long.
Well, that's that. Now then, the next thing we got to do...
You oughtn't to have made Cedric do that when he's tired like he says he is. That poor boy just a awful tired.
Just putting that on. I could tell he was. He's just lazy, that's all. That boy don't know the meaning of the word tired.
Well, no, he more likely don't know the meaning of it, but I bound you he knows how it feels.
With all the strength that boy's got, I ain't going to worry about him getting tired.
Well, he sure acted tired in here.
Besides, I'm going to give him free haircuts the rest of his life and free shaves if he ever gets to where he needs them.
Now, how can you give him haircuts after you're dead, Long?
After I'm dead?
Why, sure. Ain't no doubt but what Cedric will live a heap longer than you will. So how are you going to cut his hair for the rest of his life?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
Thought about that. Well, I'll cut it for him the rest of my life. That's still a good deal. Save him a batch of money.
Well, it might. This whole idea still sounds sort of silly to me, though. I don't mind telling you, Lum. Silliest thing I ever hear.
Emma, I don't see why you're so dead set again this time.
Well, the idea's you taking up barbering for a living.
Well, don't forget, you're going to make a lot of money out of this yourself.
I ain't.
Why, sure. Don't you recollect? I said I'd make you the same propositions that I give you on the diamond business.
Huh?
I'm letting you rent me a space in your store for my barbershop in exchange for 10% of the profits I make.
Did you make me that proposition?
Why, sure. About 5 o'clock the other afternoon.
Well, what did I say?
You said, why, sure. It's a deal.
Doggett, I got to watch myself. Go around there shooting off my big mouth. No telling what I'll say next.
Well, you already made the deal, so there's nothing to do now but go ahead with it.
I reckon not. But I ain't going to be your office boy, though.
Well, no, of course not. They don't have office boys in barbershops.
I ain't going to sweep the floor or shine the shoes now or nothing like that, neither.
Well, I thought of aiming on getting Cedric for that job anyway.
Cedric?
Well, I'm going to need somebody to help me when I get this place packed with customers. I know that.
Oh, yeah, maybe so. That reminds me of something else. Who are you going to get for customers?
Well, different folks around town, natural.
Who?
Some of them might come over from Cherry Hill and Odin.
From Cherry Hill and Odin?
Find out how fancy I cut their hair.
Fairly, Lord, me, sakes, say, but. Now, who are you going to get? Well, just name somebody.
Caleb Weehunt, Walt Bates, Earl Pomeroy, Eugene Blevins, Gidcombe Tucker, Ulysses S. Quincy, Charlie Redfield.
Now, just a minute before you go any farther on. All them fellers go to Moe's Moots, and you know it.
You mean they used to go to Moe's?
Huh?
Some of them going to start trading with me now.
There, huh?
Yeah, Mose has had things his own way too long around this town.
Oh?
I bound you I'd at least make him sharpen that razor of his.
Well, that's a good idea. It's worth going into the barber business if you can get him to sharpen that thing up, just like beating him off with a wet rope the way he goes out.
I know it. And he always carries that hot towel over there with a stick. He won't pick it up with his hands.
No, he'll scald you. That bad.
Grab it right on your face and you sit there and steam. I saw fellas run clean out of the shop with that towel on their face.
I did it myself, taking right out of there. Rather do that and get all the hide burn off.
Just
myself.
Like putting high life on you.
Oh, yeah.
Just like high life in a dog.
Yeah.
And he charges any amount he's got a mind to and gets away with it. Why, he's practical at a monotonous. How do you say that word?
A what?
Well, anyway, he's had everything his own way in the barber business here.
Oh, well, maybe so.
And that's unlegal, I think, whatever that was I tried to say.
Well, I know good and well ain't a one of them fellas you mentioned, old Lum, that'll sit down in that chair and let you cut their hair for them.
Well, why won't they?
Because you don't know nothing about it. That's why they've got some sense.
Well, now, what is it to know about cutting hair?
What is it?
Why, sure. If you get it too short on one side, you can let it a little longer on the other side. Bounce it up.
Yeah, carry your head to one side, balance it, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a heap better than that mold.
Yeah.
And if he shaves you, you have to go take a drink of water, fill your mouth full of water, see if your face leaks.
Yeah, mold ain't the best barber I ever seen.
All you got to do is get a comb and a pair of scissors and start doing it.
It is.
I sit down there at Moses' place and watched him for hours, and ain't nothing to it.
Same time.
Course. All you have to learn how to do is talk steady and uninteresting, brag a little, talk about tonics and one thing or another, how to balance a comb over your ear and a few things like that, but that's about all.
Well, then how come that Mose went to a barber college and got their diplomas or whatever it is that hangs on the wall down there? How come he had to do all that before he could cut hair if it's as easy as you say it is?
Well, that just shows the difference between me and Mose.
You and Mose.
He has to go to college and learn it the hard way. I just come by it natural. I'm a natural-born barber, I think. With me, it's an instinct.
You what?
I said, with me, it's an instinct.
Oh, I thought you said that.
Now, never mind what you started to say. I don't want to hear it.
I
think I know already. It's just like, well, like a bird dog, for instance.
Well, I reckon. Like a bird dog?
Yeah. You never heard of a bird dog going to college to learn how to go out and catch birds, did you? Of course not. Comes by it natural. Just the same as me.
Well, I do. I never knowed you could catch birds like a dog.
Well, I...
How do you do it?
I don't mean catch birds.
You catch them in your mouth. I'd like to see you do that sometime.
Well, Abner,
a heap faster a foot than I ever figured you are.
I never meant I catch birds like a bird dog. I just meant I was like one because I never had to go to college to learn something simple.
Well, I never went to college neither, but I don't figure that puts me in the same class with a dog.
Well, of course not. Not you.
Huh?
I mean, what I meant was that me and a genuine bird dog are alike in that one respect. I don't know. We both may have cool noses. I don't know.
Let's see if I can guess what they... Let me guess. It ain't your feet. They're too big. I know that.
You don't need to guess what it is. I've already told you.
Now, don't help me now. Let me get this by myself now. You know what they are. They no help from the audience, Mom. Let's see. It ain't your ears, because they're too little, and...
For goodness.
Is it your eyes, Mom? They got that same droopy look to them that a bird dog.
They have not. Look at my eyes. I don't look like no bird dog.
Let's see. Yeah, of course, a bird dog's eyes have that pretty look to them, that nice, clear brown look.
Listen, Ab, all I mean is that a bird dog just natural finds birds and goes on a point. And I cut hair the same way.
By pointing at it?
No, I mean, it's a natural instinct for him to point birds or set 'em, or if he's a setter, and for me to barber and shave.
barber and shave the bird?
No.
Well, who do you mean, then, the dog?
Swan to goodness.
I admit some of them dogs do get pretty shaggy and could stand a good trimming, Mom, but I doubt if you're going to get one of them to set up there in that barber chair.
Abner, someday you're going to drive me to subtraction.
And I don't believe you're going to make much money catering to dogs, neither, I can tell you that.
Well, now, listen here, Abner. I never said
in
nothing
fact,
about
Mom, I believe I'm going to put my foot down on this dog business. Don't forget I'm renting you space here for your barber shop, and I ought to have some say-so about who you get for customers.
All right, then, no dogs.
That's better. I knowed you'd see where you're going there as quick as I pointed out to you.
Lucky thing I got you around to keep me on the right path.
I'm just proud to do it. Proud to do it, Prairie Long. Proud to.
Now, then, the next thing to do...
I know, wait a minute, there comes Cedric. He's got the barber chair with him.
Got it with?
Yeah.
Good. Well, we'd better go help him tote it in here.
Yeah, he told it. Sure a fast trip he made.
Yeah, sure was. Say, what's the matter with him? He ain't bringing the chair in here. He's going on past the store with it.
For the land's sake. Must be so tired he don't know what he's doing. I told you you oughtn't to make him do that.
Wait a minute. Hey, Cedric. Cedric, where about you think you're going?
Yeah, the store's back here, Cedric.
I know it is, but I can't stop now.
Can't stop?
No, Mom, I've got to get this thing over home and load it in the car.
The car? Ain't you went over and got your car yet?
No, Mom, I'm too tired to.
Huh?
But I know I'd figure out some way to save you that extra walk over to get it.